So I think it's just a real heartening sutta too, because it kind of shows, you know, Venerable Chana had a difficulty just kind of understanding the standard exposition of you know, not self and impermanence in relation to the khandhas affected by clinging, and wasn't able to kind of rationally use those teachings to gain insight. It just wasn't clicking for him. But the very direct teaching of this one sutta did the trick for him. Basically, the very precise and straightforward notion that what arises is only suffering arising, what ceases is only suffering ceasing. And I think that's just also a really nice way that the Buddha has of marrying those two characteristics you know, that are common to all conditioned phenomena, suffering and impermanence. And essentially, he's just basically saying that when it comes right down to it, that all experience in the mind arises and ceases, and that that essentially is suffering, that all five khandhas affected by clinging, that's really what it boils down to in terms of the practice, is seeing the arising and ceasing of that suffering in relation to anything that we take as me or mine, and that it can be that straightforward.